And I always enjoy hearing this next performer, Peg Espinola. She'll be featuring at our Emerson Umbrella open mic on January 5th. And she writes wonderful songs. And I'm glad she's here tonight. So how about a big welcome for Peg Espinola? Okay, everybody. Thank you.
Thank you for hanging in. I've enjoyed the evening. Sorry, I missed the first part of it. I always do it Nourish. I just wrote this today, or last night and today. It's nothing big. I hate to schlep a guitar here on Tuesday night, so this is what comes of that. I came home the other night, and I said to myself, this was a good day. So then, never willing to leave well enough alone, I asked myself, why was it a good day? What is a good day for me nowadays? Well, for one thing, I didn't forget anything important. At least I don't think I did. I accomplished my goals for today, my to-do list. A day gets extra points for goodness if I manage to finish something that has been on the list for weeks, even months. The sun was out today, and I spent some time there. I talk about that in a lot of my songs. And it's really true for me. I open the sunroof of my car, even in winter, on a sunny day, and blast the heat. I exercised, preferably before breakfast. If I don't get 20 minutes in, at least, on the floor, I will be crippled by nightfall. It promises to be a good day if I only get up once in the night. It's a good day if I engaged in at least one meaningful conversation in the course of it. If that is not possible, several pleasant interchanges involving small talk may suffice. It's a good day if I eat real food. I have fallen for kale, finally, and parsnips and collards and other substances previously strange to me. But a steak is also not out of place on my list, also butter. It's a good day if I come home to a clean house. That now happens biweekly, thanks to Elizabeth. It's a good day if the mail includes a check. That doesn't happen very often at all. It's a good day if I went to the doctor or the dentist and nobody there called me Margaret. I love that they now ask, what do you want to be called? Which is not Margaret. It's a good day if I hire people to come to the house to fix something, and when they left, it worked. This is not as common as you might expect. It's a good day if I wash the dishes before I go to bed, if there's enough clean laundry in my bureau not to require me to do a wash at midnight. It also helps to make the bed upon arising, lest one find one's way back into it after breakfast. An afternoon nap on the bedspread, however, is okay. It is generally a better day if I'm not on the computer or other electronic device for more than a couple of hours max, including Facebook. I should mention that I don't use the computer for work. It's a better day if I meditate a little, even just 5 minutes. It's a great weekend day if one of my kids calls me before I call him or her, just to say hi. It's a red letter day if Max has something he wants to tell Grandma. It's happened about 3 times. Sometimes he wants to gloat about a Boston sports team's mishap. He's from New York, but that's okay. I will not retaliate by rubbing his face in the series win over Thanksgiving. After all, he's only 10. It's a good day if I play my guitar, an even better day if I start a song, and if I finish a song, Nirvana. And it's a good day if it ends with a visit to an open mic like this one. Thank you.
Wow, that was just great. Just what we needed. One more hand for Peg Espinola.